This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Very happy independence for people all over the world. And we know Bahamians are all over the world. And the first one, we have over 390-something people watching. And the first one watching is none other than Larry Wilson. And that's what I am talking about. This is the 490th episode of Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I give kudos to Carson Wallholm for his 46.70 seconds in Oslo. His coach in Norway would have been very proud of him. He was the European Area Championships. And if he had not passed at that time, we're talking about in Doha now, that young man, Carlson, would have done extremely well. Well, we have made presentations in Tokyo. A shout out goes to Marco Bethel, Denise Marshall Wildgoose out of Grand Bahama, and Anthony, he is opposite the Costa Williams. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of international track and field competition. Freeman DeVoe of Pairdale, my good cousin, and all are good cousins. From the Garden of Eden with William Bethel, please encourage your family and friends and anybody you see going east at 5 p.m. on Friday evening. The treat is sushi that you will never forget. Also, we are brought to you by Balmoral. Every Sunday evening, Balmoral. And you know what Balmoral is? It is right near the U.S. Embassy. While we were leaving Balmoral last week, it was just the 4th, and they were just putting things in the air. Well, finally, the Bahamas Olympic Committee, they're on the road to Tokyo. Definitely on the road to Tokyo. And now we go to our first commercial break. And upon our return, we will introduce our guest.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from our break. Oh, man, it's unbelievable. And I will tell you that this is not a lecture series. Maybe it's a lecture series for you. Maybe it's a lecture series for you. But the people don't want a lecture. They want to interact, have a conversation with the people in the studio. Andrew, just mention two of the people you have here and one who should be coming.
Good evening, Bahamas. How are you doing? It's great to be back on the show with Mr. Finlayson and our guest today, none other than Corrington Maycock. He's not a stranger here, and he should be joining us shortly. But our two guest speakers today are two athletes, Samson Colebrook. He's a part of the Olympic team.
What does he do?
He'll be representing the Bahamas in the 100 meters. His personal best is 10.01.
Well, let me say something. The first person to make a final in the Olympics, Tokyo, 1964, is none other than Tommy Robinson. But Tommy Robinson ran the 100. He should have been running the 200 because he had this pull and the next pull. So since 1964, there has not been a Bahamian who was a finalist in the Olympics. And I leave that like that. You may be the one to break it. Okay? So talk on.
And then we also have another person, not a stranger, who is on a few weeks ago, Wendell Miller. And you know what he did? He set a new national junior record in the 400 meters, 45.8. And he'll be our guest today.
Well, how was your day? Mine was just an unbelievable day. And that's my business, my family, and everything else. But I am here, live and in living color. So how was your day, gentlemen?
Well, my day was a little hectic, at work. And but otherwise, once you're alive and live and kicking, and you have to give God thanks.
Well, Samson?
Well, my day it's been well. Had a great day, get some work done, getting preparing for Tokyo.
Who is your coach?
Whilst I'm here.
While you're here. Who is your coach otherwise and while you're here?
Norbert Elliott.
Norbert Elliott.
Yes, sir.
You know, every coach can be in Tokyo.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my coach. We just get some things prepared for to travel in a few weeks, and yeah, just get prepared. It's
okay. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
So, as we say, this is not a lecture series. So please call and talk to these young men concerning what they're doing now. But there's something different that is happening in the NACAC.
Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica, talk about that.
Well, the NACAC on the 23s and on the 18s, it's going to take. I think it will be this weekend in Costa
this
Rica.
This weekend?
This weekend, yes, in Costa Rica.
This weekend means this Friday weekend. And Saturday.
Mean Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So everything changes. And
everything
I'll
changes.
Talk to you otherwise.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And what do you expect, though?
Well, Bahamas has a very, very good team that's going.
Now,
what
do you expect other than the Bahamas, the people that are there? How will we make it out in Costa Rica?
Well, I haven't heard any feedback on it, but I know the team has been meeting every day, and they have been preparing. So,
do you know anything about people in the region?
Well, I know that Jamaica's going to be there. Yeah. I know that all the top countries are going to be there. United States is a part of NACAD. So
NACAD is all the way up to exactly. United States.
Yes, okay. United States. From the United States, goes all the way down to Argentina, I guess. Hmm. And so everybody in this region should be there. So I'm hoping that everybody turns out.
And I understand that Mike Sands, who is the president of NACAD, we're starting a series what's the name of the place now? Anson Stadium.
Yes, Anson Stadium, and I think it's going to be in three different countries. Or I'm not mistaken. It's going to be in two countries.
It may change. It, yeah.
But that's a great thing. You know, what I'm saying, we'll have our own little circuit here within the Caribbean, and then not all the good athletes will have a chance to just go to Europe and compete. But you know, some of the not so sharp athletes, will have a chance to compete right here in this region.
So, your thoughts about the Kenya?
Kenya. Well, the Junior World also. I hope that everybody shows up.
Under-20 World.
Under-20, yes. Uh-huh. I'm hoping, that everybody shows up. You know, we're still in the COVID era. And I think the last under-18 championships they had in Kenya, everybody in the United States was in there, and a few other countries was in there. So hopefully they have a change of mind and everybody
because
shows up.
Because at that time, I know we went to Nairobi once. And somebody saw something in the newspapers.
Yes.
She's out of New York, mm-hmm. to have no lack of money. Mm-hmm. She said she wasn't going. Mm-hmm. She was not going. Mm-hmm. But he had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And we were near where somebody bombed the U.S. Embassy.
Yes.
But we had no mm-hmm. no challenges. Mm-hmm. We went to where, what's his name, the 800-meter runner?
Rudisha?
No. 68.
68
Olympics. Mm. He beat Jim Ryan.
Jim Ryan, okay. What's his name?
I'm forgetting now, mm-hmm. but he's out mm-hmm. of Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Kenya, okay.
Okay, he was the president of the Kenyan Olympic Committee.
Mm. Not to know, you know.
Yeah. We were introduced to him in... maybe Stuttgart or one place.
Gothenburg?
Yeah. Or not Gothenburg.
Greece?
I think it may have been Greece. Greece. So it was very good. Anybody interesting to talk to these young men? Anybody want to text if they bashful in talking? It says... No, we have nobody has come on yet. They are saying something else. So why don't we go to a little break, and then after that we will start talking.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I have to say kudos to Charlene Thompson, who is watching in New Jersey. Well, I said there are over 390-something people and watching all over the world, my brothers and sisters. So we are talking about, we already talked about that young lady?
Yes.
No, the birthdays. Mike Sands had a birthday on the 1st of July. And guess whose birthday is the same day? Donald Thomas, who has a record, Nelly is Good as Troy Kemp. Nelly is Good as Troy Kemp. And then Pat Roming's birthday is on the 3rd. And I have a client of many, many years ago. And her name is Betty Fox. And I don't mention women's names, but she was she worked at Majestic Tours, and she is one of the singers, as I know, who are at St. Agnes Church. Now, we're talking about Sha'Carri Richardson with Marijuana. She ran 10:70-something in the semifinals. And in the finals, in the 100 meters, she ran 10:86. That means that whatever she had caused her not to be able to run as fast. That's in my opinion now. Everybody has an opinion. I don't know. I don't get involved with the doping and this and that and the next thing. But that is my thing. I said, we're talking about mental, they have athletes in their entourage, several persons who can't assist. So I don't know what the problem is. Now I would just like to mention that a young man called Calfani. I don't know if y'all know Calfani. He taught at the place on Surly Road where they had school. You know, on Surly Road.
Yes.
Opposite the where they have just down the street, coming down the street, and there is you go in there, and children are able to do the studies in there and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But Calfani was one of the teachers. And guess what? He left his wife, went to Senegal, and I had the opportunity of meeting his daughter. And his daughter took me to a cultural event in the area of Senegal. And would you believe this? Peanuts Taylor and Chip P played just like the people in that area. Now, Chippy always talked about how he beat the Africans in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And that was true. If you listen, I was shocked and amazed. And finally, in terms of death, we have a young man called Abdullah Haron. He was the 3rd place finisher in the London World Championships. He was 3rd to Stevie. Okay? And when the winner in London was the South African who won in London now. And he was 3rd to Stevie again in Doha. But guess what happened? He had a traffic accident. Something was wrong with him, but he was getting ready to go to Tokyo. And that won't happen. I really feel for the Qatar people, because it would make a significant difference. Give us your thoughts on that. Such a good young man. Died at, I think, at 24.
Oh, yeah, 24. I mean, that's unfortunate. You know, and sometimes in life, you know, things that happens. And, you know, that's unfortunate.
You, Samson?
I would say I didn't, in the race, my main focus in the race was just watching Steve Eade compete. and just to see a young, talented athlete goes like that, I mean, it's sad to the sport. But we all know that when you see athletes like that leave a mark, it's up to the younger athletes to go up there and pick up where they left off and keep moving forward to help better the sport and make the sport be what it needs to be.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I will now go back. Oh, my good cousin, Vanessa Colby is on. Thank you, Vanessa. And I know you know Vincent Marshall is thinking about you. And I say all kinds of people are watching all over the world. So we're going to do our... it's brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Awa Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my best-seller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Raymond DeVoe of Pairdale, my good cousin, and you know we only have good cousins, the Battle Moral Club, where dance and you can dance and listen to the best of Bahamian R&B and jazz. Well, I have been a financial services representative at Kalina Insurance. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. Together, we are the A-team. For Alexis, A for Alexis, and A for Alpheus. And each Friday evening, please head east to the Garden of Eden and encourage your friends and have them encourage their friends, anybody. And we're talking about never forget the sushi. And just remember, listen to William Bethel, who is the man at the Garden of Eden. And we still, it should be a fantastic independence, which is joined with the sushi, my brothers and sisters. And when we talk about the world, the road to Tokyo, we're still on the road to Tokyo, and the games are opening on the 23rd of July. And I was at the Olympic Association of Man, and we have a solid set of people, track and field people and other people, swimmers who are going to be in Tokyo. And my brothers and sisters, any thoughts? Anybody wants to call in? The numbers to call are 325-4316. 325-4259, and the text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. We're talking about a text line now. We have the text line open, so please text in, my brothers and sisters. We also have Ashley Miller. Ashley Miller is watching. I don't know who Ashley Miller is. Maybe your family? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. So... Pardon me? It looks like somebody may be on the... Is it so? Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Hawken. How are you?
Oh, I am on the top of the world, looking down. How do you feel, my brother?
I feel great, and I feel great to hear my former co-record holder and our champion, Andrew Tynes, there. And I understand you also have Samson Colebrook, who I've never had a chance to meet in studio with you.
No. He's this first time he's been in the studio.
He's there now with you.
Yeah, he's there now. He was on Zoom sometime a couple of years ago with Norbert Elliott.
Okay. So, anyway, I'm listening to the show, and I heard you mention Samson Colebrook. You have Andrew there. So I'm just calling in, you know, just to let you know I am listening.
Please tell him about the Colebrooks. You know, the Colebrooks are interesting. Colebrooks lived in Union Village.
Uh-huh.
The Colebrooks are in North Andrews. And then there is a Colebrook who is an architect and lives through my corner.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the point is, I'm talking about North Andrews, and then you're talking about your granddaddy or great-granddaddy is related to somebody in Mangrove Key. Tell us a little bit about that.
Me?
You told us that.
Oh, yes. The Mangrove Key, Massick Point. Massick Point is where I know that my Colebrooks are from. Big up to all the Massick Point people out there, Colebrooks, Colebrook Nation. The Colebrooks are a very unique family. You know what I mean? We have been on the market for years, doing great things, especially in track and field. So I just basically stirring the name back up again and getting prepared to do some great things once more.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's all about.
Hopefully your name will replace Tommy Robinson's name.
Yes,
as
sir.
Being a finalist in the 100 meters. That's what I am talking about.
Yes, sir.
Completely.
Yes, sir. But you got to give respect to Thomas Robinson. He set the map for us young athletes to go there and pursue greatness. And now me is coming out to set my own legacy.
Yeah.
For young athletes, when they see that Samson Colebrook made the finals, not even just made the finals or made goal, it's a good privilege to see and good thing to see young athletes want to achieve that goal. So, yeah.
But maybe Samson to know exactly who the call is, Mr. Lavarity. Maybe should you introduce yourself?
This is Rudy Lavarity, former 100-meter record holder.
Oh, wow.
The Bahamas, from University of North Texas.
Yeah, University of North Texas.
Yeah, one of my idols growing up, you know what I'm saying? I was one of the
Rudy
breakers national
record. Rudy,
I just want to mention something. We are celebrating now independence. So at independence, we had some great competitions. Tell us about your competitions with Mike Sams.
Well, in 1975, when they had the independence meet.
The independence meet didn't start until 75?
No, it started in 73.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's talk about 73.
I was not involved in track and field at that time.
Okay.
But I got involved in 1975, and I had never seen so many Bahamian flags decorated around this country. Even though they had closed the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center for training, the Western Ford or Clifford Park was decorated. And hearing Mike Sands come in, it was like Pompey coming back in from victory. I never met Mike before. I never knew he was from. He was a Mason edition and Hobbiton before. But hearing his reputation that year, and my good friend Walter Callender in 1975, and seeing the thousands of fans at the stadium at the track meet with Clyde Sands, Andrew McKinney, Philip Delaney, and many others. To me, that was like the Olympics, just to be there with them and being in the finals with those guys. I could only basically watch from my position in the race. But, hey, that was so exciting. That is what kept me going at such a late age because I didn't start track and field until I was about 25 years old.
Rudy, the interesting thing about Mike is that the competition was in the morning and in the evening.
Yes.
And Mike was able to do world-class records, the 1, 2, and 4.
Yes, I have never seen anyone do it before. we have sprinters now who would make the times that Mike did sound like it was a distance. But not one of them have challenged to a point where they would run all three races in one day, twice a day, and run what was world-class times at that time.
And that's powerful. That's powerful. What do you think about the Bahamian team going to Tokyo? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is we are going to do well. Mm-hmm. We expect Shawnee and Stephen Gardner to do very well. We expect them to be on the podium. We don't want to put too much pressure on them that you have to win. We just want them to do their best, and what happens, happens. You know, but they are our flag bearers right now. Like Frank Rutherford was our flag bearer when he won place third in the triple jump. We just want them to do their best, and what happens, happens.
Rudy, hey. Do you know what happened in Doha 2009?
No, I don't quite remember.
Well, the girl from Nigeria beat Shawnee. Shawnee had a great thing, and guess what? She told the people that don't worry about missing a test. When you are at that level, anywhere in the world, if you go and you ain't there where it is, that's it. She said it's a joke. Mm-hmm. Now she cannot compete in the next Olympics she will compete in is the Olympics in Paris. The next Olympic Games now.
But yeah, if she's still interested.
No, she will be able to run at the World Championship in Budapest.
Yeah.
Okay? And then she would miss the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. So it is something else. It is something else.
Yes, I would like to say this. Many of these athletes who have been tested, top athletes who have been tested for enhancing performance drugs. Some people are saying that those drugs don't really help them. In my opinion, while there are rules against it, I say anyone who has to take drugs to be involved when they know they are at a top level, I think it's just a lack of confidence. If they use the same confidence they have from their training, there would be no need to use these performance-enhancing drugs. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it just looks bad on the top when you get caught taking it. But basically, to me, that was lack of confidence.
Rudy, are you aware of Chikara Richardson?
Yes, I've read the story.
With marijuana?
Owen repeatedly this weekend.
So let me say this. She's on marijuana.
Yeah,
and she did
that.
10-70.
Right.
In the semifinals.
Right.
And in the finals, she did 10-86. It doesn't help her.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, what's your thought?
On that, like I said, she didn't have the confidence that she could do it on her own. You see, it's seeing that she was tested positive for doing it, it's hard to say whether it was helping her or not helping her. But by doing it and getting caught, it shows that it was a lack of confidence in the people who were surrounding her or in herself to say, I can do these things at such a late age. Why I can say that? I came out, I would have been a second tier in terms of times when I came out of Central Arizona Community College. And that same year at the Pan Am Games, I met Don Quarry. Don Quarry told me some things. He gave me some advice on things just in training. And the following year was the same year I would have broken the world record in the 100 meters, which was never recorded and never given the reason why, but never having to take any performance-enhancing drugs to do it. I had the confidence because of how he articulated to me what you need to do in training and all of that. And within one year, running from a legal 10:30 to the 9:93, that shows the confidence I had in training, in what I was doing the whole time. So the excuse of Mile Warner and all these other things helping you, yes, maybe it did. It helped your confidence that you could cheat and do things.
Well,
you need to have your confidence that you can do it without these things.
I gave kudos today with Calvin Smith, who did set the world record in 1983. You know about Calvin Smith?
Yes. And after he did it, about a month or two later, Carl came and tied the
record. Yes, yes. But this one was in the first World Championships in 83.
Calvin didn't set the record at the World Championship.
No,
at a meet in Colorado.
Colorado. So anyhow, anything else you'd want to mention while you're here?
Well, since Samson is going to be representing people like myself and Andrew in the 100 meters, I'm wishing
him
the best, and I would be, Andrew Times, I would be watching and I'm praying and keeping my fingers crossed that he would make it to the finals. And once you're in the finals, anything can happen. And that's the best I can give. Just give your best. The confidence you had in your training with Norbert and all those, just give it your best. And anything can happen once you reach the finals.
Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the encouraging words, sir. Thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much. Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to go to another break. And when we finish that, we're going to just about close the show. It's about 7:10.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Super Fast fiber internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Sign up for CostRight membership and join the savings club. As a member, you get access to exclusive discounts on your favorite grocery club packs, appliances, electronics, outdoor living, and so much more. Whether shopping for your home or business, you can enjoy low warehouse prices on quality name brand products. Your CostRight membership also allows you to save at other participating businesses, and Gold Card members can earn an annual 2% reward up to $500. Sign up for the CostRight membership card today and let the savings begin.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Producer, at some point, I want you to play my best friend, Bernard Hanna, at some point, okay? He is just waiting to hear us talk about him. Anyhow, Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, Our Rock Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Freeman DeVoe of Pairdale, my good cousin. And I say Oh, plenty of things have been happening in Pardee lately. But I say we only have good cousins. We don't have any bad cousins. Balmoral Club, where we dance and listen to the best of Bahamian rhythm, R&B, and jazz. And you won't know this. A young lady that Naomi Taylor helped, and he has the phone number for a great person in charge of the Lincoln Center, and they won the Emmys, for that. And he is a Bahamian. Okay, he is a Bahamian, and all kinds of people assisted him. And then we're talking about, I've been a financial services representative at Kalina Insurance. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner. Together, we are the A-team. A for Alexis Hannah and me for Alpheus. Each Friday evening, east to the Garden of Eden. Go to the Garden of Eden and encourage your friends, and then encourage their friends. You will never, ever forget sushi. And I am telling you that William Bethel is the man that you call on when you go up there. And it should be a fantastic independence, because you know you can stay out until 11 o'clock. But, you know, get home a little early. They won't bother you. Finally, we are still on the road to Tokyo. The opening is the 23rd of July. And people in the Bahamas are going to be able to see it all over the world. In the Bahamas, in the United States, all over the place. And remember, it is not just track and field. We have swimmers who are going to be there. We have divers, this and that, the next thing. And that's what it's all about. It is not, and then they will have the Paralympics a little later on. And your thoughts, gentlemen?
Pardon me?
Your thoughts
on the Olympics? Well, my thoughts on the Olympics. I'm expecting to see some great competition, not just in track and field, but in the other disciplines also. I'm a great fan of basketball.
A basketball.
Swimming. I like to watch swimming. I mean, and.
We're in swimming.
Yes, yeah. When I went to the Olympics, we watch a lot of volleyball, a lot of swimming. Yeah.
You know, I've been all over the place at Olympic Games, and I never, ever took the time. And they gave me tickets. I never took the time to go any places. I wanted to go to track and field.
Yes, yeah. But you know, previous years of the Olympics.
How did you like Australia?
Australia was awesome.
Unbelievable. I thought that the government was giving the people money to make us feel good.
Yes, it was awesome. And you know, we were so great about the Olympics in 2000 is that we went to training camps.
Yes, that's
a month and a half.
The Gold Coast.
Yes, Gold Coast.
We trained in Paris, France,
outside of Paris.
Well, what kind of training camp do you think we're going to have?
Well, I haven't heard anything as yet, you know, because of COVID restrictions this year. Well, I hope.
Of course, no
training camps. I don't think they'll have hosts this year.
I think they will have some. The coaches and everybody are there.
Yeah, but I mean, unfortunately, we don't have all the relay teams going, you know, this year. So, I mean, this Olympics. So
yeah, but it's plenty teams.
Yes, plenty teams.
Okay,
yes.
The 4x4 and all of that, you know.
Yes.
So we will see what happens. But I'm really looking forward to watching it on television.
Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, I work at home, I could watch it.
Yes.
You know, can watch it.
It's even better now watching than not competing. Watching these guys competing now is so much better than competing.
You know what Les Miller says? I say, why don't you go and see your grandniece run?
Oh.
She said, you hear everything, you see everything, and you hear everything. And the announcers let you know what is happening. Mm-hmm. When you're just watching it, you don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know,
that really is that really is something else. Yeah.
Especially in the sprints. I mean, I'm really into seeing these female sprints. I really think the female sprinters are going to take the spotlight in this one. The 100, 200, and 400 meters.
So really, mm-hmm. The 7th, what is happening on the 7th?
On the 7th of?
Tomorrow.
On tomorrow?
A Diamond League meet.
Oh, yes. But
That was the day.
It was the day. Yes, that was the day because I knew.
Eileen Thompson.
Beat, what's her name?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. She ran 10.71 and our girl.
Well, the 7th, you know how time is,
yes.
Right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stevie won today. Yeah, he beat the American champion today. Yeah.
What did he ran American
Steve.
Champion?
Yeah, he beat what's his name?
The fellow who
Normally he was in the race.
Michael was in that too?
Yeah, Michael. What? I gotta watch that. It was really, really hot. Happened really hot.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Good race today.
Good race?
Yeah, excellent.
So what time did Stevie do?
Stevie did 44.4.
44.4.
45, yeah.
Okay. 45. Yeah. Well, he said he's not killing himself.
Yes.
He is relaxing himself mm-hmm. and just being ready for the yeah. time to run. Because yeah. wasn't that fella who ran in Doha and didn't do anything?
Yeah. He didn't make it past the first round.
So, you know, it's a long road. Yeah. So you have to conserve yourself.
Yes.
You know, that mm-hmm. really is something else. And I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel real good about it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're talking, and I'm sure that other people are listening to the show. Got to be listening to the show. Somebody last week said that, Alpheus, you're trying to get people to listen, but we're watching everything on
Facebook?
Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Facebook and...
TV?
No, I'm talking about...
YouTube?
Yeah, not YouTube, but they are watching it on the text line.
Text line,
yeah.
Oh.
And that's what he said. So that is powerful. Now, we had a discussion earlier in the year about who, and that would mean that, what's his name, was in the show, and he said that we were looking at people who have not records have not been broken.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a joke with, what's his name? The 400-meter runner.
From the United States?
From Eleuthera.
Oh, Chris Brown. Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. Chris set a record.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And it would have been in...
Yeah, I was there.
It was in Maracaibo.
Maracaibo.
And he mm-hmm. never... Mm-hmm. He ran it once again. Yeah. And that was in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unbelievable.
I actually watched that race live.
Yeah?
I watched it. He won a bronze medal in that race, actually.
Yeah, a bronze medal.
And the thing about it, he was still in high school.
Yeah?
That's
when Rupert brought him up, right?
That Rupert brought him up.
Mm-hmm. Brought him up.
It was at the CAC Games.
And there was mm-hmm. somebody who worked in South Eleuthera.
Mm-hmm.
He was a long jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Chris's real friend. Mm-hmm. Oh, he passed a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He did long jump. He lived right near, you remember what they call the thingamabob road? In the political thing now. It's Jason Moxey and all of that?
Jason Moxey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And his brother was a triple jumper.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that Livingston Marshall
mm-hmm.
is going to give $1,000 to anybody who could break that record.
Mm-hmm. What is the record time?
149.3,
I think, or 4.
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Some around
800?
Yeah, nobody.
800.
It doesn't mean the 400. I doesn't say...
No, the 800.
Chris Brown has a...
Now, let me tell you this. I also said that if you broke the time that... what's the name did in 93? And, no, not 93.
In 2000?
In
2007?
No, 2003. 2007 in Derek Atkins. In Japan.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, it's Japan as well.
Japan, yeah. Oh, powerful. Not no Olympics, World mm-hmm. Championships.
World Championships, yeah. 2007.
That's when you were 9.
So he did 9.91.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying that you should be able to break that record.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if you break that record, we're going to find somebody to give you $1,000. But however, when we talk about Stevie and the rest of them, there has to be somebody giving them a significant amount of money. I'm not talking about the government now. The government could decide on what they want to do. But it ain't no chop chicken liver. I mean, to do that, you have to be just unbelievably well.
But even though a lot of times I was said in the past, like, you know, Chris Brown had basically from the 100 street to the, like, 50 in some events.
Yeah. He was going to run the 2 and the 2 and the, I can't remember what he was going to run.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do it.
But now we see, like, if you look at it now, our athletes are now basically, our junior times are just getting break in for the last, I think, 2 years, the 100, the 200, and the 400 meter record. He just break the 400 meter record. Yes, just break the 400 meter record.
Under 20, yes.
The junior record.
Under 18, eh?
Under 20.
Under 20.
Under 20, okay.
So it shows that our athletes in the Bahamas, junior athletes, they're doing well. They're doing far well than even when I was running, you know what I mean? Yes, in my era, that's when Stevie was in high school and you get Ian Kerr, all of them was there. But if you look at it now, these young athletes who come behind us, they have the drive, they have the energy, they have the power to go there and do some things that I never expect young athletes to do. And it's amazing to see young athletes going out there, representing our country in high school, representing our country in different areas as they go to NACAD and as they go to World Youths. They wear that aqua marine. I said the right colors.
A special color, you know.
Yeah, I know.
They love it. They love it. Yeah. People want to get. People here want to get it. People abroad want to get it.
You know, I mess up my colors sometimes. Sorry about that. But it's amazing to see how track and field in the Bahamas is starting to grow and starting to do great things. And honestly, like, as these few championship comes on, like NACAD, World Youth, and Olympics, I encourage all of the Bahamian just to come out and find a way to a computer and watch some of these meets. Like, we can have great athletes performing, great athletes going out there representing our country to the best of their abilities. And I know it's going to be great and it's going to be fantastic, especially the 100 meters at Olympics. I'll be in that, guys. I'm going for the gold.
But you don't have to run against the fellow who missed the 100.
Christian Goldman?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm talking about who is going to run the 200. Who won the 200 in Doha?
Who is that? Noah Lyles?
Yeah.
He is not running. He's only running the 200.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't have to run against him.
I might need to put him in a race too. He's scared of nobody. Put him in a race.
So he doesn't even have to run the relay. He didn't make the relay team.
All I know, Olympics this year can be very exciting. It can be very fun. Great competition will be out there. And I can't wait to see what other athletes come in to bring to the table. I know the Bahamian team from the 400 straight down to the jumps. We're going to go there, show out, and let everybody know we are.
So are we forgetting Donald Thomas?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he jumped there as well, apparently. I think he jumped 227 today, if my mind did me correct.
Mm-hmm.
But he jumped great today, and he's jumping great as well. Yes. You got other athletes as well jumping great. You know what I mean? So people, a lot, it might not be on the media like crazy, but our athletes out there are doing great things.
Everything can't be on it. Let me tell you now. In the last year, we see all kind of things that happen.
Yeah, man.
And people are thirsty for track and field information.
Yep.
Thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Man, track and field, if you look at it, for the next 5 to 6 years, we have Olympics and we get World Championship, Olympic.
Oregon. I have to say that I invite every Bahamian to go to Eugene, Oregon. The first time that the World Championships will be held in the United States.
Wow.
And then you could think about going to Budapest, this and that and the next thing.
Oh, I run on, so I just came from college and I run on Oregon track. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. It's nice. And I can't wait to go back there. And it was a bad showing for my performance, but next year it's going to be great. And looking forward to have at least about 4 to 5 relay teams making it. So it's going to be great. Yes. It's going to be excellent.
So Mr. Finnis, may I ask, was this the first time the World Champions is going to be on this West Coast?
No. You remember
and it was in
Edmonton?
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
I was there.
Come on, coach.
Edmonton.
Oh boy, it's been a while. Yes, I was there.
You know what happened in Edmonton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We, because of things that happened, we won the 4x1. Four by four.
And Debbie was also upgraded.
Debbie was upgraded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We won't call the names.
Chandra's also upgraded.
And while we were in Edmonton, while we were in Edmonton, would you believe this? We agreed with the person who was in charge of Edmonton. Mm-hmm. He's an attorney. We know him well. He loves his jazz. Mm-hmm. And guess what? We are, how do I put it? We had other things happening. Well, first of all, we made noise. Mm-hmm. And they say, why, what's the problem making noise? The hurdles was going on and the pole vault was going on. So a fella from the world body said, man, it's stale. Mm-hmm. You need excitement.
Yes. And that's what
And what they said, you know that the mayor invited us, our Junkanoo team,
yes, I remember that.
To his event.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then that Saturday, we march with the people from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And you know that what kind of music they got. Mm-hmm. And they were a joke to us. Mm-hmm. They were a joke to us. It is just unbelievable. Yeah. We had a most wonderful time. I don't know when they're going to go back to Edmonton again, for another event.
Mm.
Yes.
Edmonton was nice. Yeah.
So any passing final thoughts?
I would say just look forward to great things for the next few weeks as young, junior athletes and senior athletes prepare to represent the country on all scales, swimming, diving, track and field, in all areas. Just come on and support the Bahamas team and everything they do. That's all I say, yeah.
And for me, I'm looking forward to this the series that the NACAD is going to put on within this region.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I think it's going to really help.
Next year.
Yeah, I think it's really going to help the athletes in this region.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, I don't know how they're going to. I don't believe in region. It is NACAC.
NACAC.
Mm-hmm. NACAC. The region is finished.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any CAC or any of this. That done finished.
Yes.
That done finished.
And I want to touch on that as well. That what the NACAC Federation is doing is so good for athletes in the Western Hemisphere because it's so hard to go all the way that far.
Yeah.
So to see the Federation doing something like that for the athletes, you can say that, they really have athletes in their heart. So that's really, really good.
So let's thank those who watch the show and check for any. I said there were 390-something people on. And, even if 390-something people on, you don't see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that they're on. And I would like to thank my producer, none other than Arlington, Ali Rule. And if we're not, if there's another Ali that we know about, and that is none other than, Malcolm Adley calls him Sir Arlington Butler, the Earl of Vinton.
Yeah.
Well, I can't talk out of place, Robin Roberts had the opportunity to do a roast on him with regards to when he was going to United States, being the ambassador. So he said that Ali called down to the Bahamas. He wanted to get this job at Government High.
Mm-hmm.
When he called down to the Bahamas, they didn't even ask him anything. They said, come on down, come on down. Because he spoke English. Come on,
down.
And it was really something. Ali Butler was the longest serving head of an Olympic committee than anybody else in the area. That I know about. You know of anybody else?
No.
Yeah, unless they were, what you call it, some of those countries in the East.
Yes, yes,
yeah. Yeah, that they would stay there forever and ever. So, Arlington Roll, thank you ever so much again and again. And I thank all those people who checked in with us. Thank Rudy for having his conversations, and we're enjoying it. Thank you ever so much.